We continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Tamayin. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes and Yud. Says the Mishnah, so we've been talking about being Ma'aser on that which is Chayiv from that which is Pater, or on that which is Pater from that which is Chayiv, and how that doesn't work. So we were talking about if you bought from you got Tevel Vaday from different people, even though you got it from different sources, since it's Tevel Vaday, you could take Trumas and Maestros from one on the other. So says Mishnah Tes, Ma'aser Mishal Yisrael Al Shel Nachri. If you have Tevel Vaday that you get from a Yisrael and more Tevel Vaday that you get from a Nachri, you could take Trumas and Maestros from one on the other, and Mishal Nachri Al Shel Yisrael, and also vice versa, meaning the whole Chiddush of this is that things that you buy from a Nachri are considered Tevel, meaning one might have thought, and there is a Shita like this, that they're not considered Tevel, because there is a Machlokas, whether Yesh Kinyan Lo Vidchav in Beretz Yisrael Afkia Min HaMaiser or not. When a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is the produce Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros? So if the produce is part from Trumas HaMaisros, then you would not be allowed to be Mafrish from one on the other. But if the produce is Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros, then you are able to be Mafrish from one on the other, from Shal Yisrael. Our Mishnah is assuming that ein kinyan la'ovid chavim lafkia miyat trumas ha'maisros, that the kinyan and ovid chavim's ownership of Eretz Yisrael does not take away the chiyuv of trumas ha'maisros, and therefore you could take trumas ha'maisros from produce that you got from a nachri on that which you got from Israel, and vice versa. Mishal Yisrael al shel kutim, mishal kutim al shel kutim, and also for produce you got from Israel on that which you got from kutim, and that which you got from Kutim on that which you got from Yisrael, meaning the assumption over here we're saying that if you buy Vaday Tevel from Yisrael and it was Becheskas Tevel, you knew that it was Tevel, he told you it was Tevel, and then you bought Stam produce from a Kuti, he didn't tell you it was Tevel, just regular produce from a Kuti, you have the right to assume it's Vaday Tevel, you have the right to assume that which a Kuti gives you is definitely Tevel, because even though the Kutim were makbid about certain mitzvos, one of the mitzvos they were makbid about was not Lifnei Iver. They were not makbid at all about Lifnei Iver. So while they would take Trumas HaMaisros from that which they ate themselves, they would not take Trumas HaMaisros from that which they gave to other people. And that's what the Bar Tanur writes over here. Al Shel Kutim, Perus HaKutim, Vaday Tevel Mochron Osan. It's Vaday Tevel. Di'afal Pidik Shochlin Perusei Nisuri Ma'asri, even though they take Maisros when they eat their Perus, Kisha Mochron Einan Ma'asrin. When they sell Perus, they're not Ma'aser. De'lo Chayshi Al Lifnei Iver, Lositin Michshol, because they're not choshesh for the Yisr of Lifnei Iver, Lositin Michshol. They're not concerned about Lifnei Iver, Lositin Michshol. Now, the Tosas Yom Tov adds a funny line over here, and he says, V'tayma desavar tani didan de kutim gerei, I'm saying, and it must be that the stuff is chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros, because kutim are really Jewish, they're gerei emes. We know that there's a machlokas we've discussed a few times, whether kutim are actually Jewish or they're gerei arayos, and therefore their gerus was invalid, but we're assuming, says Tosas Yom Tov, that they're Gerei Emes, and that's why their stuff is Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros. So Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger just points out that that line seems unnecessary and odd. He says, Lo Yadana, Lamait Tzarech HaTos Yom Tov L'Zeh. Why does Tos Yom Tov have to say that they're Gerei Emes? Ha'afim Gerei Arayos, L'Gari Me'ovid Chavim. Even if they're Gerei Arayos, they'd be no worse than Me'ovid Chavim. And we just got through saying that our Mishnah is working with the assumption that the produce of Me'ovid Chavim is Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros. That ain't Kinyan Me'ovid Chavim. So why does it matter whether the Kuti is a Jew or a non-Jew? In either case, his stuff is Tevel, and therefore in either case, you could be Mafresh, Mishal Kuti, Ashal Yisrael, Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Kuti, Mishal Kuti, Ashal Kuti. It shouldn't be a problem. So that's taka, a difficult kasha, and why the Tos Yom Tov adds that detail in, that they're Gerei Emes, L'chor, it doesn't matter whether they're Gerei Emes or not. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser Mishal Kutim, Ashal Kutim. Then Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, if you buy from two different Kutim, then you're not allowed to be Mafresh from one on the other. Why not? I thought everything Kutim give you is Tevel, because after all, they're not concerned about Lifnei Iver. So the Bar Tanur points out, it's true, they're not concerned about Lifnei Iver, but you don't know that the stuff that they sold you was always meant to be sold. Maybe they were going to sit down to have a nice lunch, and they were therefore Mafresh Trumas HaMaisros, because for the stuff that they eat, they're Mafresh Trumas HaMaisros. And then last minute, they decided they're not hungry, so instead they sold it to you. But now you have stuff, you could have stuff that already had Trumas HaMaisros so fresh from it and is going to be Pater, is not Tevel anymore, that you can get from a Kuti. So you have to be Choshish for that, and therefore you're not allowed to be Mafresh from that which you get from one kuti on that which you get from another kuti. And the Tosi Yontov points out the obvious point, for kol shkein demei haitayim apalagal mishal Yisrael shal kutim. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar would certainly say that if you buy from Yisrael and you buy from a kuti, and that which you got from Yisrael is tevel vadai, you're also not allowed to be mafrish from one on the other. The point is that even mishal kutim al shal kutim, you're not allowed to be mafrish from one on the other. So that is the machlokas in our Mishnah, the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, is essentially whether we're concerned that the kuti might have taken trumas amaisros, because maybe he meant to eat it for himself before he decided to sell it. Now we move on to Mishnah Yud. Now Mishnah Yud is going to transition into not things that are chayiv and things that are pater and things that are pater and things that are chayiv, but something similar. What if you have one batch of produce that's chayiv midaraisa in trumas amaisros and another batch of produce that's only chayiv midrabanan in trumas amaisros? So it can be mafresh on that which is daraisa for that which is drabanan, and vice versa. So the answer is no, you're not allowed to, but you have to be choshesh that maybe it counts because it has some level of chiyuv. So that's our mission, deals with those details. Otzitz nakuv, if you have a flower pot with a hole in it, hareze ka'aretz, that's considered as if it's growing in the ground. If it has a hole in it, so it's getting its direct nourishment from the ground, so that you could pretend as if the flower pot's not there, it's just regular produce that's chayiv and trumas amaisos on a daraisa level. Tarameha aretz alotzitz nakuv, if a person takes truma from that which grows in the ground on that which grows in a flower pot that has a hole in it and therefore is the equivalent of the ground, may otzitz nakuv ala aretz, or vice versa, truma sa truma, then the truma is absolutely going to be a valid truma because both of them are chayiv on a daraisa level in trumas amaisros. Misha eno nakuv ala nakuv, but if he takes truma from an atzitz she'eno nakuv, meaning a flower pot without a hole in it, so it's not really growing in the ground, and therefore the stuff inside of it is only chayiv in trumas amaisros on a drabanan level, and you're using that to try to cover the produce that grows and is chayiv amaisros on a daraisa level, then halacha is truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. Then it counts as truma, it is valid as truma, but you're going to need to take truma again for the stuff that grew in the ground and is actually chayiv on a daraisa level. And the Bartanur points out to mina pater alachiyuv hifrish, that in a certain sense you are mafrish from that which is pater on that which is chayiv, because you are mafrish from that which is only chayiv midrabanan on that which is chayiv midaraisa, and therefore v'lav truma hi hilkach yachzor v'yitrom, that is not a valid truma for that which is chayiv daraisa, and you have to take truma again for that which is chayiv midaraisa. Why is the stuff that you took truma at all mikom lakom kibin shakar l'shem truma nosel l'koyin d'losel z'zule b'truma? The reason that it even has the status of truma in the first place is because once you recur shame, you call the truma, in order that people shouldn't be mezalzel in real truma, you have to treat it like truma, and you have to give it to a kohen. But the in sorach lotziel at truma umaiser kama b'seifa mishum demir midaraisa lav tevelu. But you don't have to be motzi truma meiser on it like in the seifa, as we'll soon see, because midaraisa wasn't really tevel. Now the Mishnah goes on to say, mina nokuv al she'eno nokuv, if a person takes truma from a flower pot that has a hole in it, meaning that which is really chayiv in trumos midaraisa, to cover that which grows in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, which is only chayiv midrabanan truma, that does have its status of truma, but v'lo tochal ad sheyotzei la trumos amaisros, but you don't eat from it until you're motzi trumos amaisros. Until you're motzi trumas amaisos from it, which means that what you separated is truma and has to be given to a kohen, but since it's still tevel on a daraisa level, so you're not allowed to eat the kohen's not allowed to eat it until the owner takes out trumas amaisos for it. Meaning, even though what you're giving to the kohen is truma on a drabana level, what you're giving to the kohen on a daraisa level is considered to be tevel because you took truma from an atzatz nakuv on she'eno nakuv, so on a daraisa level, that's not valid as a hafrashas truma. So since on the daraisa level it's not valid as a hafrashas truma, it's still really tevel. So if it's still really tevel, the kohen's not allowed to eat it until you're actually mafrash truma samaisos mi makom acher. And that's the obligation of the Baal HaTvua. It's not the obligation of the Kohen to do so. Now, the Bartanur points out that in the first case, the Mishnah didn't say that it's also for the Kohen to eat it until he takes off Shumas Maisos, because what he gave to the Kohen in that case didn't need to be, on a Daraisa level, didn't require Shumas Maisos. What he gave to the Kohen in the first case was stuff that grew in a flower pot that didn't have a hole, so it didn't need Shumas Maisos. So once the Rabbanim said it has to be given to a Kohen, they let the Kohen eat it also. because they didn't say they took away the status of Tevel midrabbanan from it, that it never had a status of Tevel midaraisa, grew in a flower pot. Okay, so let's quickly review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Tess, we learned that that if you buy from different kutim and from different from a nachri and a Yisrael, you can be mafresh from one and the other. We all assume it's all tevel vaday, but Rabbi Eliezer thought that when it comes to a kuti, you have to be choshesh that maybe it's not tevel vaday, because maybe he decided he wanted to eat it and then he changed his mind to sell it. And anything that he was going to eat, he took chumas and maizos from. Mishnah Yud taught us the basic yisod that if you have something that grows in a flower pot with a hole in it, it's as if it grew in the ground. Something that grows in a flower pot without a hole in it, it's not chayv in trumos on a daraisa level, only on a drabbanan level. So if you take produce from a flower pot without a hole and use that as your truma for stuff that actually grows from the ground, so it is truma on a drabbanan level. We'll count that as truma on a drabbanan level, but of course you're going to need to be mafresh again, and that which you give to the kohen as truma from a flower pot without a hole, the kohen's allowed to eat because it was never truma, it was never tevel midaraisa anyway. However, if you do the reverse, you take from a flower pot that has a hole in it to as truma on a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, so then the stuff is truma and you give it to a kohen, but the kohen himself is not allowed to eat it until you actually really mafresh truma so maestros, because from the kohen's perspective, the stuff that you gave him is really genuinely on a doraisa level is tevel, because it grew in the ground, it was from a atzitz nakuv, it actually grew in the ground, and you never legitimately were mafresh truma samaisus on it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will conclude Perek Hei and begin Perek Vav in Maseches Tamei.